Well, good morning. It is December the 5th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Let's continue in the wonder of it all. Today's entry is titled, A Super Spreader Event. Hear the scripture from Luke 1, verses 65 through 66. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Consider this. Zechariah had served a sentence of silence from Gabriel. Not a life sentence, mind you, just a period of 9 months. It's worthy to note the following. 9 months, it equals 39 weeks, which is a grand total of 273 days. That's a culmination of 6,552 hours of no speaking, no talking, no chance of letting his vocalized doubts get in the way of the wonder of the dream that God was birthing in Elizabeth in that moment that he heard the news from Gabriel. So, Zechariah emerged from the temple speechless. Now, don't forget, Zechariah had entered the temple to burn some incense. It's not a long process, but as the time passed, I'm guessing the other priests just started looking at their watches and suspecting something was going on. But when Zechariah emerged, he emerged without words, and the other priests had to know something was up, but Zechariah couldn't tell them about it. So he makes his way back to Elizabeth and through pen and paper shared with her the good news of what was being done, to which she sweetly replies, the Lord has done this for me, Luke chapter 1, verse 25. Well, the months would pass and the day came that Elizabeth would give birth to a son. Luke records what happened next. Hear this. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah, but his mother spoke up and said, no, he's to be called John. And they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who has that name. And then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to call the child. And he asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. Luke 1, verses 59 through 64. Come on. As incredible as this whole story is, it's the verse that follows that I really want to highlight. Luke says that as the neighbors watched all of this play out, they were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all of these things. Now, do you see the progression? As people saw the miracles of God played out, they watched, they were filled, and they told others about what they had seen. You know, the older I get and the more I seek out wonder in my life, this is what I love about wonder. Wonder is contagious. Think about this. We have the gospel today because of the wonder that has been passed down throughout the generations, telling the stories of the movement of God among his people. In fact, go back to the very beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2. You find that the early believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And what followed? This. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, Acts 2:43. And what happened next was this. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved, Acts 2:47. Question, who is watching us today? What stories of wonder are we proclaiming, and what are people saying about the work of God in and among us? The psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 2. Our good news for today is this. The gospel and our story is not just a gift to be treasured, my friends. It is a gift to be shared. Let the wonder of Jesus be a super spreader event among his wonder-filled people today. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the good news that's found in the Advent story. In a world where the news channels don't often lead with good news, we, as your children, get to declare it all through our lives. So today, may we be intentionally leaning in to both the wonder found in this story and the wonder that needs to be shared with those you have placed in our paths. Amen. Here's your questions today. Can you think of a time when someone shared a story of God's wonder and work in their lives with you? And here's the other question. What is a story of God's work in your life that you could share as an encouragement to someone else today? Ooh, good questions to ponder. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.